The Red River Farm Network. The use of 3-dicamba herbicides for 2021 is still unknown at this time. Bayer Dicamba product manager Alex Zenteno says the Environmental Protection Agency still reviewing the Xtendimax registration.
We have submitted multiple new data and analysis, including by independent academics, which will allow EPA to make a science-based decision, right, for a new Xtendimax registration. And we, with all the information that we provided to EPA, we feel that EPA should complete that in a timely manner. So as of today, we don't have a product that is registered, but we feel confident that that registration should happen here pretty soon.
And Zenteno says Bayer submitted new data and tools for the EPA to consider in the decision-making process.
So we continue to also evolve the system. This volatility-reducing agent should bring more comfort of application or further improvement to dicamba application. So we're really excited. We've had ongoing conversations with EPA that have gone really well, and we believe that with everything we've submitted to them, they have everything in their hands to be able to make really a science-based decision to follow that regulatory process and to hopefully complete it in a timely manner.
It is.